Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Here we go, reviewing the New Testament books. Are you ready? We've learned them over the past several weeks. Now we're reviewing them, so we're practicing them. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, say it with me, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Good. Let's do it a little faster. Are you ready? See if you can keep up. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Good. You're doing a great job. Continue working on it on your own if you need a little more work. Otherwise, let's go ahead and get started with our lesson. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. We get to study some more about Jesus and the example that He gave us. Do you know what an example is? It's where we do something or we see something that shows us how we are to act. I think of my son Aiden, and he loves to draw. He is actually a pretty good artist for his age. Well, sometimes he goes and he gets a paper that has a picture already on it, and he copies that picture. That picture that he copied from is an example. It allows us to make something that looks just like it. Well, Jesus wants to be our example. Our memory verse is John 13:15. Jesus is saying, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Before we get started with today's lesson, let's pause and pray that Jesus and His Spirit will be with us. Dear Lord, thank you for your love and your care. Come into our hearts. As we read, help us to dig a little deeper, to understand a little better more of you and what you want to teach us today. Amen. Jesus and his disciples are ready to eat the Passover supper, but they weren't really ready. Besides thinking that Jesus would soon become king, guess what? They were jealous of each other. Last time I talked about our dogs and how when they eat, they get jealous of each other and they get mad at each other and they act differently than how they normally act with each other. Well, these disciples had hurried to get the best place at the table. Judas managed to be at Jesus' left and John was on his right. No wonder Jesus was sad. It was kind of like a race. Have you ever seen a race where people are running and they try to get to be first and they just try and try and try, and sometimes people are poor losers and they'll push people out of the way or they'll just try to make it to the front. In some ways, I kind of think of that being how the disciples were acting. They were trying to get the best place. They were trying to be closest to Jesus. They wanted to be most important. Let's read Luke chapter 22, verse 24. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. We have the Old Testament is the first part of the Bible. And then once you're done with the Old Testament, then it starts the New Testament. The New Testament starts with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the first four books in the New Testament, and they're all about Jesus and his life. They're different perspectives about his miracles and his teachings. Well, we are going to Luke. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Then we're going to find Luke chapter 22. It's kind of towards the back of the book of Luke. Luke chapter 22. Look for a big 2-2. Once you find chapter 22, then you're going to look down to verse 24. The verses are those little numbers that are below the chapter. So verse 24. Luke chapter 22, verse 24. Here's what it says.
Now there was also a dispute among them as to which of them should be considered the greatest.
There was a dispute going on. Do you know what a dispute is? It's an argument. A dispute. They were arguing which one should be the greatest. And in the middle of this argument, now it probably wasn't out loud. It was probably some ongoing thing. I don't know if you've heard. Maybe there's a dispute going on over masks and if we should wear masks or not wear masks. Then there's a dispute over vaccines and if we should get a vaccine or not get a vaccine. And it's kind of this ongoing dispute that people have. Well, that's what was happening with the disciples. They were disputing about who should be the greatest. As they're sitting there around the table, it was the custom for a servant to wash the feet of those at the special supper. The basin, the water, the towel were all ready because remember, they didn't have faucets. So they would go to the well, get some water, fill up a pitcher, and then take a basin or a big bowl and go around to the different people, pour water into the bowl, and wash the feet. Back then, people's feet got very, very dirty. They were wearing sandals all the time, and they would walk the dusty roads. There was no servant there. There was all the things ready for a servant to do the act of washing people's feet. But not one of the disciples were willing to do the servant's job. They all just kind of sat there in this silence thinking, somebody else should do it. I shouldn't do that. And nobody ended up doing it. It's kind of like when you play tag and everyone's like, nope, not it, not it, not it, not it. And the last person is it, right? That's kind of what was going on here at the supper table. Everyone's like, not me, not me, not me, not me. Oh, yuck, not me. Well, Jesus waited to see what would happen if anybody would humble themselves. But the disciples acted as if there was nothing for them to do. Finally, Jesus quietly got up. He took off his outer robe so that it wouldn't be in his way, and he put the towel around his waist, poured water into the basin. Then he went to Judas first, and he started washing his feet. We can read about it in John chapter 13, verse 3 through 5. John chapter 13, verses 3 through 5. John is the book right after Luke. So if you're in Luke, then we're going to the next book, which is John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. It's the fourth book in the New Testament. John, then we're going to chapter 13. So look for those big numbers. 13 is a 1 and a 3. John, chapter 13. And then once you find 13, look down below it for verse 3. It's that little number. verse 3, and we're going to read verse 3, 4, and 5. If you need more time, you don't have to worry. Just pause the recording and then press play when you're ready again.
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
Can you imagine how quickly the feelings of those disciples changed? They all of a sudden saw how proud and mean and selfish they were, and they realized that, whoa, one of us should have done that. Jesus just did that. He is the King of the universe. One of us should have done that. They were the ones that should have offered to do the servant's work. But now Jesus, the Son of God, he was being like a servant. The creator of the whole universe was washing their dirty feet. How would you have felt if you had been one of those disciples? Do you think that what Jesus did was even better than if he had have scolded them or told them that what they were doing was wrong? Yeah, it was way better. Have you ever done something to help somebody out and it was kind of humiliating or embarrassing? And you kind of felt weird or felt awkward, but you did it to help someone? I have a special guest who is going to share with us a story that happened to him where he had to humble himself to help someone in need.
So I was in a school cafeteria one day when I heard a loud crash behind me. I turned around and there was a young man who had accidentally bumped into somebody and spilled his lunch all over the floor. Well, it was a little embarrassing, but people were very helpful, and the cafeteria worker helped him to clean up all the food that had spilled and the food that had been on his tray, and they emptied all of it into the trash can and began to prepare another tray of food for him to eat. And it was then that he began to look around on the floor, as though he had lost something. And as other people noticed and asked him what he was looking for, he told them that he was looking for his retainer. It had been on the tray when he had accidentally dropped it. A retainer is something you get at the dentist that can be very expensive, and you have to take really good care of it. And he had lost it, and he knew how much money it was, and he's like, I don't know where it could be. And so people began to look around and see if they could find it. Maybe it had slid across the floor or under a table or a chair, but they couldn't find it anywhere. And that's when he realized it must have been thrown in the trash with all the food that he had spilled. So he started looking in the trash can where he had just thrown his food to see if he could see it. But he couldn't, but he knew it had to be there. And that's when I realized that he needed some help. Now, I don't like digging through the trash can any more than anyone else does, because there was all sorts of yucky things in there. There was people's leftover food. There was things that, of course, that had been spilled on the floor. There was ketchup and mustard and leftover fruit cups and bread crusts, and there had been food from the previous meal. And so all of this was kind of marinating and just stinking up the trash can. But I knew that he needed to find his retainer, and it was almost time for him to go back to class, and he hadn't even eaten his lunch yet. And so I thought to myself, what would Jesus do? So I went over to the trash can and said, do you need some help? And he said, yeah, I'm looking for my retainer. And I said, well, let me help you. And I began to dig through all of those dishes. And there was paper plates and cups and spoons and food and things dripping. And the smell was terrible. And as we dug deeper and deeper and deeper, I thought I saw something shiny out of the corner of my eye. And sure enough, there was his retainer. The thing that he had gotten from the dentist that was very expensive and that he had to find. And I reached out and I picked it up, and it had a little bit of food on it, but I knew he could wash it, and I handed it to him. His face lit up, and he was so happy and so thankful that I had been willing to dig through the stinky trash can to help him find his retainer. And he later made a comment to someone that was repeated back to me, and he said, "You know someone's a true friend when they're willing to dig through the trash for you."
Jesus is our true friend. He came to this earth to help us find what was lost. I'm so glad he did, aren't you? And he wants us to be just like him. He wants us to follow his example. So let's pray and ask him to help us, because we cannot do it on our own. Dear Lord, we pray that you will help us to follow your example, that even though the job may be icky and disgusting, even though it may be hard to humble ourselves, help us to remember that that's what you did for us. Help us to follow you and trust you and rely on you and your strength and your grace to help us to help others. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We have our memory verse song. Are you ready for it? Oh, and the memory verse goes right along with what we're learning today. Jesus says, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." John 13:15. Jesus did the disgusting stuff. He did the icky stuff. He washed all of his disciples' feet. Even the disciple that became a traitor, he did that just because he loves us. And he wants us to do the same for others.
John 13:15.
"For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you."
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.